Welcome to the Visit Laredo podcast, where culture, flavor, and adventure meet on the border. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very excited episode for you guys. We have none other than JJ Vela, who is the general manager for Laredo Heat soccer team and also the chief operating officer for the Vaswani Group, correct?
Did correct. I butcher that? That's correct.
How are you, JJ?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I know you've been on a current high because the Laredo Heat games have been very, very heated. See what I did there?
No pun intended.
No
yes.
pun intended. So tell me a little bit about the history of Laredo Heat. How did it start? How has the team evolved over the years?
We are in our 21st year playing football here in Laredo.
Football.
And started in 2004 was our first season. And one of the stories I love to tell people, in 2003, when I went to the league meetings in Tampa, Florida, I went and represented the Laredo Heat. And one of the first questions that people were asking, of course, where's Laredo? And
right.
This is back in 2003. I even got the question, how close are you to El Paso?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, let me tell you, it's they're in a different time zone to begin with. I mean, but you have to go through that process. It's 2.5 hours south of San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And we know where San Antonio is.
Of course.
And at the beginning, it was tough to get people or players to come down and play with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we've gotten to the point where we get 21 years later, we get an abundance of people that wanted to come down here. And a lot of it, to tell you a little bit more of the history, when we started in 2004, we made the playoffs in 2005, and then in 2006, 2007, and 2008, we actually made the national championship game in the Premier Development League of the United Soccer Leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2007, we ended up winning the title, the national championship. And then after that, in 2011, we made the national championship again, lost. We did win one of the four, and so I wouldn't say after that, but as soon as we started winning,
mm-hmm.
players were looking for us to come down and play.
Sure, yeah.
And players that did come down started spreading the word, hey, go down to Laredo. It's a really good place to go play.
Mm-hmm.
One is because we treat the players well, and they enjoy that. And a lot of them are the reason where we play right now, where we play, is the United Soccer League still and the USL2, and it's a top amateur league in the country. So with that being said, is that a lot of the college players, in order to remain eligible, they need to play during the summer and they get their practices. So that's what we get a lot of the good players.
Mm.
In 2014, we also had the opportunity to play in qualify for the U.S. Open Cup, and we made it all the way to the fourth round and got to play against the Houston Dynamo with a Major League Soccer,
mm-hmm.
and we only lost 1-0 to them. And everybody would ask us again, how did you guys do so well? And my answer is relatively simple. Is a lot of these players are just one step away from playing professionally. Playing in the big leagues, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they weren't in college, they would be playing there already, but they decided to go another avenue and get their education.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, the quality of soccer that we do have here in Laredo with the Laredo Heat, if people go out to see them play, it's really good because they're just a step away from becoming the professionals.
It's a real deal. Yep,
to becoming to finish their college education and bam, going out to play.
Right.
And some of the players have played professionally and have come down trying to rekindle their their basically
momentum.
Let's call it that. Get them back to playing professionally.
Right. And what cities or where are these players from?
Not just cities, countries.
Countries. Okay.
Yeah. This particular year, we have from France, from Belgium, from Mexico, Colombia. We got them from all over the place.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really cool. And I imagine like scouting them must be so much fun because...
Well, the scouting is generally done by our coaching staff.
Okay.
They're the ones that do that. And what I do is I make sure they get registered properly because we are part of the FIFA and we are part of the mm-hmm. United States Soccer Federation. So there are rules and regulations to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my job. Now, the talent that gets playing, that's out there playing, it's the responsibility of the coaching staff.
Right. And how important or how exciting is it to have such a big team of this, you know, we said momentum or this big in Laredo, you know, because a lot of people are like, no, Laredo doesn't have enough sports or doesn't have enough, you know, categories that outside of the shopping and the food and stuff. This is huge.
It is huge.
It's huge.
And when I mentioned, well, you asked, Zilke, about the where the players are from. Mm-hmm. We also have players from Laredo that play on the team. And we actually have two very young players right now, two 17-year-olds that have been coming up through our youth academy, because we also have that.
Yeah.
Because everybody might know us as the Laredo Heat during the summer, but we actually run this operation year-round. So from August through May, because we play the fall and spring seasons, we have one of the largest youth academies here in Laredo. Mm-hmm. So to your question, bringing these people in, bringing the players in, and then mixing them up with our local kids, it makes a huge impact as to the quality on the field.
Definitely. And do you see, like, during games, right, especially, like, with a new stadium, which is absolutely beautiful, how does it feel to see that? And you're like, this is, it's beautiful, one. Two, this is, like, the real deal, and it feels like home to these players.
Definitely feels like home to them. And remember I mentioned to you we played in 2004? Mm-hmm. Our first year that we played out at Veterans Stadium baseball field.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful place, but but now it's really nice. Back in 2004, it wasn't as nice as it is now, but it had natural grass and dirt. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. So to the Vaswani group and to Shashi and Priya Vaswani, the dream was to eventually have a stadium of their own.
Right.
And last year was our first year there. And your question is spot on. It is not only beautiful, I think it's the best basically in South Texas for youth soccer and for the level that we're playing at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. We went when they were constructing and we saw it and we're like, this is pretty big. And then when it finished, we got to go up upstairs to like see down, and we got chills just looking at it because it didn't look like it was, you know, from here. And then you have all the outskirts and you have all the trees outside, which is it's a view.
You get this chance to see Lake Casablanca.
Yeah.
You know, it's from out there. We need more rain, of course, to fill it back up.
But... right, please. It's so hot during the summer. Tell me, what can someone expect when they attend a Laredo Heat home game? Walk us through that good fan experience.
For starters, it's very family friendly. The ticket's pricing starts at $5 for general admission. So it makes it very accessible. Mm-hmm. Now, the game atmosphere, we make it a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We have mascot races at halftime. We have kids races. We have youth games. Anything you can imagine, we can come up. And we generally have 15 minutes to do it. So that part of the game is fun. Now, the 90 minutes of soccer, again, very electric. So you're going to come out here and watch top-notch soccer in a family-friendly atmosphere that's not that expensive. And even if you go into the stands, the ticket prices are not that bad as compared to other places where you would go. And very competitive. Now, it's a very nice stadium, but it's not huge where you're going to be lost. You're going to feel.
Right there.
You're going to feel the energy, the vibe.
The vibe.
You're going to feel that. And food vendors, galore. We have Tito Snacks. Mm-hmm. We have 550 Pizzeria, which everybody that comes in from out of town should go to 550.
Yes,
and to Tito's, definitely. Of course, and Gorilla's Burgers, which all three are awesome.
Yeah.
Anybody visiting Laredo, come to a game and you get a chance. They're all local.
It makes a huge difference. Everyone always loves to go to a good game and like snack on the food. So I think that's like a great pair.
We also have a lady that sells aguas frescas.
I've tried them. They're so good.
Yeah, especially during the summer here in Laredo.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hot.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. The atmosphere is awesome. The soccer's great, and you're gonna enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and I know you guys do a lot of special events. I mean, you've had all these games since you started.
Well, we opened the stadium. Well, we started as I mentioned, 2004 was our first season. However, we have had the opportunity. Last October, we hosted a international friendly with Club America from Mexico, the U23s, and Tigres from Monterrey, their U23s, and we sold out the stadium. Now, our guys play really well. Those guys being literally just, they are part of the professional team already. Mm-hmm. They can move up at any time. They were very good. I think the people that went to the game truly enjoyed it.
It's awesome that you get to participate with also people from Mexico and then here and kind of divide that sense of home.
Yes. And I do want to mention on June 28th, which is a Saturday, we're also going to be Cruz Azul's U23 from Mexico are going to be playing our boys. So the opportunity for our boys for that game is huge. They enjoy playing against top level soccer, And that's going to be this coming Saturday in the 28th of June.
Yeah. And there's tickets, right? They can buy their tickets.
They can buy
too.
The tickets. Buy them fast.
Can you buy them like at the stadium or
You can buy them at the stadium on game day. Mm-hmm. But my suggestion is always go to our website and buy them online.
Yeah. It's much safer.
Safer and easier.
And if
you're at home, you can do it from the comforts of your home.
Right. And I know 4th of July is coming up, which is very exciting. I know you guys do a huge, huge, huge thing. Tell me a little bit about what we can expect from it.
Well, Sure. The game's going to be on July 3rd, and everybody loves fireworks. So we are going to have fireworks. We had them last year. Everybody got hyped up about it. It's about a 12 to 15 minute show, and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we should be doing very well because it's going to be towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And we just invite everybody. On that particular day, it's going to be a long holiday period, a long weekend. Mm-hmm. If you're in town, the best way to get started is go to the Laredo Heat game on Thursday, July 3rd.
Now, do you think this impacts the local tourism, having such a big games like this, having events like this?
We have people definitely that that come down and thoroughly enjoy it because they'll come in and say, wow, we didn't know this existed. When they come in, they'll see a billboard or they'll see some kind of advertisement that comes out. And I will mention, we've been doing this for 24 years. The beauty of this, when people come down to Laredo, a lot of people don't want to come down to Laredo. What's going to happen with immigration, the drugs, and everything you hear in the news, right? And so come on down. The beauty of this is once they come down and they go to the game, they enjoy it and visit Laredo and do everything else they need to do when they come down, to shopping, to eating especially, right? We all enjoy that, even as locals. Like, hey, we're going to come back. You know, this is going to be a lot of fun because they have zero issues. And, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, the media does what the media does. And we're not going to get into this.
You know, it happens everywhere.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another day. And but once they come in, and there was a time a few years back where, because as I mentioned earlier, we do have the youth teams. We don't want to send our kids down there. You know, it's dangerous. I said, no, it's not going to be dangerous. And again, once they come down, they're like, oh, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the tacos after we play.
Just try this. You'll be fine. That's like the bribe. What would you say to someone who wants to play for you guys, right? There's this kid, I don't know, not figuratively, right? Like there's this kid in college or in high school, and he's like, I really want to join the team. I really want to do. What do I have to do to even think about joining?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, at the very beginning, it was really tough for us to get people to come down. The best way nowadays, we do get well over 250 prospective players, and we only carry about 24 to 26 players during.
Wow.
And the best way would be to email me. And and it's on the website, jjvela@laredoheatsc.com. Uh-huh. And I'll make sure that the email gets to the proper hands, which would be our coaching staff. Basically, that's about it. And they have, of course, nowadays with technology, they have their videos and they have their highlight films. So that's always good to include that.
Yeah. Is there like a certain requirement they have to have? Just be good.
Generally, yes. Just be good. Yeah. Because you're going to be competing. You're going to be competing for a spot. So if you have it in you, you're going to make it. And unfortunately, with all the prospective players, it is going to be tough. We do have some tryouts, and of the 26 players that we carry in the team, we try to carry, right now we have two players that are local and very young too, as I mentioned earlier, 17 years old, and I won't mention their names because I think they're still minors, but.
Oh, you're right. No, please don't.
But they know who they are. Yeah. And, but when Mr. Vaswani started this back in 2004, the dream was, is to have local kids on the team. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to promote the most.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like it helps the community a lot because they see, or kids see them on the field and they're like, well, that could be me one day. Who's to say it's not going to be?
We push that idea with all of our youth academy. So,
Tell me more about the youth academy. What exactly does it entail?
Well, it's we have groups from under 6, and it's called the Laredo Heat Youth Soccer Academy. Mm-hmm. And from under 6 all the way to under 19 girls. So we do have girls and boys teams. And just a little shout out to the U19 girls this past fall and spring season. They actually came out second place in the state. So they did very well for themselves. They were one step, one win away basically from moving on to the regionals and maybe on to nationals. But so they did very well. They were the team that basically went the highest from all the teams that we have competing. So we have under 19 girls, under 17 girls, under 17 boys, under 15 boys, under 14 boys.
My goodness.
Under 13, under 12, and under 11 boys, all that compete. Now, the beauty of this is for those competitive teams, very unique for youth soccer or youth sports in general, mm-hmm. we don't charge them monthly tuition. So all they're basically responsible for is their travel and their uniform, and those are their fees. So they don't have to pay monthly fees or anything like that for the coaches. We, fortunately for our sponsors that we do have, mm-hmm. allow us to be able to do this for the kids. So that's the part of the community that for the community that we do for the community. That's what I wanted to say. That for the if you have the talent and you have the willingness to do it, and the parents have the commitment to continue take the kids to practice, which is very important, mm-hmm. and take them to the games, they're going to do the two players that we have playing. Very committed, started like that. And the very committed parents, very committed themselves. And now they're in a position where they're playing with the senior team.
Damn, that's awesome. Because, I mean, I didn't know that personally. And I think a lot of people don't know that. They think Laredo Heat and they think of the adults, right? Like the professional soccer player. But I didn't know there was a full, I knew there was a youth, but I didn't know it was like babies, basically.
Oh, yeah, and under six, they're 4 and 5 year old kids. And
wild.
And then, again, with that, part of our philosophy is not the winning aspect of it, because you got to convince, not necessarily convince the parents and the kids, but they have to enjoy to play the sport first. Mm-hmm. So from the younger under sixes, under sevens, all the way to under 10, it's all development for them. It's right. trying to teach them how to play, how to love the sport. Our youth coaches are basically learn to love the soccer ball. So you can learn, they might not make it, mm-hmm. you know, if they go on for, but they're going to love the sport and they're going to be fans. That's what we try to have as well.
That is so cute. That's so nice. And it's nice that you guys do that, and especially they don't have to pay as much. You know.
Well, the younger we do, the younger kids do. The development stage, they do pay. And it's $75 a month. So.
Okay. Not that bad either.
Not that bad either, no.
That's what we say.
Not throw the dance classes in. No, not just kidding. I say that because I have kids of my own. So.
Have you noticed there's an increase in visitors or out-of-town people who come in and watch the games?
The majority that do go out there come in from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when the visiting teams come in, they bring in a contingency. We also have a U23 team that plays that is all local players, part of our development program for the summer team. Mm-hmm. Those teams bring in a lot of fans that come in from out of town. Just a few weeks ago, we had the professional team in San Antonio. San Antonio FC brought in their team that has a lot of players that play with them, but they also mm-hmm. play as under 20s and under 23s. And they had a contingency of well over 50 people that came down to Laredo.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that you get people from all over the state who are curious, right? And they're mm-hmm. like, let's see what this is about.
Especially that those under 23s, everybody's from the Valley, from Corpus, from Austin, from San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, working for the LCVB, you do get even those people that live so close to us have a tendency to afterwards say, oh, that wasn't a bad drive. You know what? We should come down more often. This is a lot of fun. This is not as bad as it
bad
paid.
As we thought.
As bad as we thought. And I always tell the same thing. You know, tell them, hey, come on down. And they'll always say, we're going to come back down. And I'll tell them, yeah, we'll be here waiting. You know, we spend a lot of years traveling up to San Antonio, up to Austin. Mm-hmm. And now we get games to come down here and play. And that's a benefit for the parents as well. They don't have to travel.
We have to give them an incentive and be like, see, we're not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Just come visit us. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine. Are there any expansion plans or any upcoming projects that the community should be excited about?
As far as the soccer, not anything like big time, no. Mm-hmm. No, we're still going to continue our commitment to the youth mm-hmm. More than anything. And we do have the fireworks show that we talked about on July 3rd. And the Cruz Azul U23 is playing our Laredo Heat. Those are the big plans for right now. They're very short term, and they're going to be within
plans.
The next 2-3 weeks.
They're big plans.
They're big plans. We do have in the summer, we are going to have a summer camp with a team from Europe who's going to be coming down. Bournemouth, a lot of people know them, mm-hmm. and we're going to be putting out information for that.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. I can't wait to see what you guys do with that. How can our listeners follow the team, stay up to date, the games, the tickets? Tell me all that good stuff.
We're very, very active on social media. Mm-hmm. Very active.
You are, I know.
X, Facebook, Instagram, of course, which mm-hmm. is what everybody loves is Instagram. LaredoHeatSC.com. for everything.
Everything basically. And anything. Tickets. Tickets usually TikTok, run.
TikTok. Yeah, everything if you can imagine. Yeah, tickets, like I said, lowest prices are $5 mm-hmm. up to, depending on the general admission area that you want to be sitting at.
Yeah, and you were saying TikTok. I know your marketing team is brilliant. I love them because I always follow your mascot.
Fuego.
Fuego, he is a ball. I don't know who your mascot is, but give him my props because he is a ball.
They are funny. I was going to say, it's a funny, the person inside, they're very good.
Yes. Thank you so, so, so much. I really appreciate you being here.
More than anything is that even for the, if anybody local is watching or anybody that comes in, look us up, of course, on social media. You'll know when the games are, and especially for the pre-professional team that's going to be playing in during the summer. Come out, you'll have fun. That's more than anything is what I tell everybody, even in the media and everybody that we send our press releases to. Spread the word out because you're going to go out there, you're going to enjoy it. The food is going to be good. The soccer is going to be really
phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah.
And we've been very fortunate and that we've been successful at that. And
knock on wood.
We're good.
No, I know. You're good.
We're good.
No. You're fine.
And just to come out there and that they're going to have a great time. You're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, one more thing. Do you guys have like meet and greets by any chance? Like after games or stuff? I know a lot of
boys,
people ask us.
The boys are going to come out, sign autographs, and do all of that stuff. Oh, yeah. That's like a priority for us, for them to go out there and meet the people because that's what we're here for the community and things of that nature.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you're so interactive too and the boys know that this is a community, you know, a community sport, community game. I think it's so special to have such a team like this, especially this big, because a lot of people don't know, you know, they hear the name and they're like, okay, Laredo Heat, but this is our local team. People
this
don't
is your
understand.
Team. Yeah.
Yeah, this is your team. This is our home. People don't understand how big this organization is.
It's big, and going on that point, a lot of people, when I send out my press releases, because the press release goes out to national media as well, and I refer to it as the Gateway City Boys sometimes. I'm like, oh, the Gateway City? I say, yeah, because we're the gateway to the Americas. And and what do you mean by that? I said, you know, we're the number one inland port in, you're kidding. I said, yes, we are. Yeah. And so I said, Laredo goes way beyond the food and the heat and everybody else. I said, we're the number one inland port. The economic impact that has to the country is huge. So come visit us. I mean, it's not going to be that bad.
It'll be fun. Well, thank you so much, JJ. I appreciate it. I can't wait to see you on July 3rd. I'm excited for this fireworks. I went opening night and it was...
The drone show.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. The drone show was so much fun. And a lot of people were going crazy for them. So I can't imagine how they're going to go with the fireworks.
Fireworks and drone shows. They're bringing people and they're fun.
And they're fun. Fireworks, drones, food, good soccer, you know, meet and greets. What else do you want?
I know. You and I are really good about the food part of it. We're pressing. We're pushing that apart. Right. You push the food. I'll do it. I'll help you out. But let's use the soccer too.
Right. Soccer too. Yeah. No, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. Just invite everybody to come out July 3rd. Fireworks. It'll be fun. Kickoff is at 7:45. I do want to add one little thing is that Laredo is hot. We know that. But at that time when we do kick off with the way that the stadium is built, it's basically the sun is behind you. You're going to be comfortable. No issues whatsoever.
There we go. Perfect. Perfect.
You're welcome.
Wait to see you. Thank you so much to everyone listening. I will put all the information below, all their links below, so you can go ahead and buy your tickets because this is such an amazing organization. Who doesn't love soccer? Who doesn't love sports? So please go and let's help support our local team. Thank you so much to everyone who is listening to us. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of the good social media under Visit Laredo. My name is Silke Hassel, and I will see you again next time. Thank you.